actually has something to do.
There you go.
Okay, it is 10:55. We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. There's one item on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, discussion matters, and Dean just walked in the door along with Bill for the AML grants and projects. See, there was even a new email this morning.
Yes. Not sure if you got the email, but the OSM did extend our grant, admin grant, until April 30th, and they're processing it now. But it brings up the other issue is normally by this time of the year we have our grant application for the new year in, but with the federal budget problems, so we don't have that in yet. We'll be submitting that shortly. But in that new when we submit that, we also identify the projects for the new year. So the project, you've not been apprised of the projects formally through the grant application, and I guess just want to make you aware that we are proceeding with projects this year, even though we don't have a grant or commission approval yet. So, and the projects are, of course, the grouting projects would be Wilton, a farmstead near Stanley, and a couple of shop sites near Williston. And then two surface sites near New Salem.
We haven't started any construction.
No, construction hasn't started. It's just design work and.
Just the email passed on that the guy was going to process that application tomorrow.
I'm not seeing it. Okay.
Did that come directly from him, or did you forward that to us?
I forwarded it to you, I believe. I think it was just Bill
was
and me, I.
Was it just to
I probably Randy? Just forwarded it
okay.
to Randy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
It was just a brief thing that he had okay. gotten it and he'd take care of it tomorrow. So the grouting projects at Williston, is that out along that river on the east side of town there?
Yeah, along
where
the creek.
There was some shops that had some kind of trouble?
Mm-hmm. Yep. County Road 9 goes to the landfill and it's right along there. On the east side of County Road 9.
Okay. And then there's that, and you said the farmstead by Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's just some sinkholes developing?
Yeah, it's an area where we believe that a person's farmhouse and some of his outbuildings are undermined. We did exploratory drilling there last year, and we want to go ahead and pump grout to stabilize the mine before it caves in under his house.
Okay, and then what was the other ones?
The continuation of Wilton. And then two surface mines west of New Salem.
Oh, yeah. At Wilton, are we still going to be working underneath that highway, or is the highway portion of it
done?
There's still more to do under the road.
Yep, Highway 36.
I drove through there and seen all the truck traffic, and I was thinking, oh, boy,
yeah.
We really got to get this done. Okay, very good.
So are we approving anything today or just an update?
I think just to make you aware of that we've got projects selected, we haven't formally presented it to you until we have the grant application ready, and that'll be the next meeting we'll have the grant application.
Every year we have to start work on the projects like a year ahead of time to make sure we get all of the NEPA compliance work done and preliminary designs. So we always start on them a little bit early, but usually we have the grant allocation by December or January. This year it's late.
Mm. Okay.
Is this going to cause a problem for getting competitive bids, you think? That we're starting later?
With that. We've got one project already posted on state procurement, and we'll be posting another one probably this week.
And most of those guys, I'm sure, are watching for them. They kind of know.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Any other questions on that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, number two. Bless you. Aerofield Services work session.
Excuse me. Yeah, I just put this on here to see if either of you want a work session to discuss that application. And we had the hearing. I did it by the phone. You guys went down there. There was just the one person who had issues, and there were some drainage questions that you had, Randy. So I wanted to make sure that you in particular didn't want a work session to talk through any additional information, or if you were expecting, I couldn't remember if there was any late filed information on that issue that you were expecting.
I am trying to remember now, too, whether they were going to add something to that. I felt pretty comfortable when we were done.
Okay.
I wish there had been a better, map showing the relief of that and exactly how that water is going to flow. But none of the neighbors seemed concerned about it that live out there and experience this. And so at this point, I'm not feeling like I have a need for a work session.
Okay. And Brian?
No.
The other issue that Pat has been thinking about is the grading in the topsoil and subsoil segregation. They aren't planning to do that because they're going to basically gravel the whole site. And that's probably how most of these have been done in the past. But it is different than what we typically do, like on pipelines, for example. And Pat, did you do any more digging in past orders for gas plants and how we've handled that issue?
The one other thing I did was talk to Dean about how they handle it when they have a mine and they're putting buildings on the property. And in the situation with the mining, I guess they preserve the topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, I think we had testimony from the company that they were just going to, grade that site. They weren't going to do anything special with the topsoil. And if the commission were to be okay with that, I would suggest also that we don't need a construction inspection. The property there is owned by the company.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts on that, and I don't know where the acreage line is. On a mine, it's different because you have them doing things with topsoil for the rest of the mine site in addition to the building site. So mm-hmm. It just seems like it's probably not too much to ask to save that, too. You get a pipeline that's couple hundred miles and it's not just the width of the pipeline, but they do more so that they're not compacting. It's many, many acres, and in a short time needs to be used again for egg production, so of course they should save it. But then you get something like this that's 70 acres. I don't know if there's a 70 acre housing development with houses, I guess there's lawns, but a 70-acre shopping center, I don't know that there's any requirement for saving the topsoil, and it's a long-term construction thing. I guess I'm not so concerned about
mm-hmm. I view
topsoil requirement. Someday it will ultimately become obsolete and be torn down, I presume, and I suppose they'll haul in some topsoil or something, but I don't know who's going to really be keeping track of all these.
Yeah, the company, we're talking about an easement with a pipeline versus ownership of the land. And they're really assuming the long-term risk of not setting the topsoil aside. If they should decommission the plant, take everything down, then their long-term risk is it's not going to be worth as much. If they decide to try and sell the property back to someone in the private sector. Mm-hmm. If I had my druthers, they would separate the topsoil, but I also am sensitive to the fact that they own this land.
Right. Well, and also feeds somewhat the discussion we're having on the ditch witching and the wind development as well.
Well, again, we're talking ownership versus easements.
Right, but also acreage and you know, the impact. I just think there's some similarities. We're going to want to be consistent on how we're treating all this. I'm fine. That's how we've done it in the past. We haven't made any specific requirements on topsoil and subsoil segregation for these types of facilities or generation facilities that I'm aware of. And did you find any in past orders or certification documents, Pat?
I'm just going from memory, but
just from memory of past orders, I know that it's a little bit different because on a pipeline that has pump stations, for example, we use the same certification to order provisions and talk about the topsoil. And so in those situations on the pump stations, we did actually require them to preserve the
topsoil. Yeah, but that's pump stations. I'm talking gas plants and generation facilities that are more equal to this.
And we haven't done that many of those, so I can do that research if you like. I suspect we use the same certification
mm-hmm.
for all of them, and I suspect that topsoil requirement is there.
But they probably didn't necessarily follow it. Did we have construction inspection folks on those?
We did, and so I would be digging into those.
So if the second piece of this conversation is whether or not to have a construction inspection, a third-party construction inspection, what else besides the topsoil and subsoil segregation? I mean, that's one of the big things that they look for, but what else do they do? What other value do they offer?
Well, just that the site looks like it's been picked up, you know, that there isn't a bunch of...
Would the drainage fit into that some? Do they look
at the drainage is related to the surface water, the Department of Health water permit and drainage permit, runoff permit.
Right, but would the actual functionality of their plan reveal itself in, you know, would the third-party construction inspectors pick up any issues that might exist with construction on drainage?
I don't think they would. I don't think they would.
Wouldn't see that.
No.
Okay. Do you guys have a feeling on the construction inspection then? Should we let it go? How much does it cost, Pat?
For an inspection?
Yeah.
If we just do a final after construction inspection, those are approximately $2,500 to $3,000 yeah. for one inspection.
So that's what you're looking at, just doing a final inspection, not zero inspections.
If we have a topsoil, subsoil removal, that's another like $3,000 to $5,000 there.
But you're not proposing not having any inspections. You're just proposing to do away with the topsoil, subsoil one and having a final inspection.
Well, I was thinking of not having any in this particular situation.
I don't think that's a good idea. I think we should at least have a final
inspection
yeah.
probably
okay.
is merited.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
You know, if we got all done and there's dirt piles laying around yeah. that are just being abandoned and you can clearly see are going to wash off site and stuff, we should know that.
Okay. That's it for that one.
Okay, so one more discussion thing I want to add. Did we talk about last time who's going to testify to the Natural Resources Committee meeting? Do you guys recall that?
I don't recall that we came up with anything concrete.
Just to finalize this Arrowfield, I would anticipate this being on the next agenda then with an order for that item.
Was there anything else on that?
Nope.
On March 29th, it's the morning of a commission meeting, even though it's a Thursday, the Energy Committee is meeting. And They just invited us to come down and testify at 9:30, or I think 9:15.
You said the day again, Randy?
March 29th.
And that's... So
he sent the invitation to me as the chairman.
All right.
Did anyone have a desire to do that one?
That's the wind. Did you determine that that was my portfolio, but you were chair, so you might want to do it? I guess I'm open to what you'd like. What's the focus of the presentation?
Trying to remember when that original application came in to find it again.
Who did it come from?
Christopher Joseph.
Okay, I'll just search his name.
Well, actually, we could probably just move along here, and I think I found it. The cooperation and communication between the PSC and political subdivisions in regard to ensuring local ordinances and zoning provisions are considered and addressed.
Yeah.
As part of the application and public hearing process.
I can sure do that if you want me to, Randy. I talked to the Association of Counties about that this fall, so I could just update my notes. But I can also give you the notes if you'd like to do it. It's the 29th, right?
Yes.
What time?
No, I have to go back to the one you said more, like 9:15 or something. They're squeezing us in so we can make our 10 o'clock meeting. Well, how about if we just leave it that one of us will be there and we'll figure it out. Are you okay with that, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so let's move on to our scheduling and get this wrapped up. Any order on these, one before the other? Let's just take number one then. Do we have a proposed time for a work session on that NSP case that impacts multiple cases?
I don't think we have a proposed time. I think I'm the one that requested it, but in the interest of trying to get it wrapped up, I mostly just want to talk through the mechanics of that and the pros and cons of, I forget what we called it, dismissing it entirely. And I think that, personally, I think the company has asked for some measures to address a problem that we know exists, and I don't want to lose sight of that by just dismissing it, and I think that that's
I think it's worth noting intent to dismiss, meaning they could respond back if they felt that wasn't a direction they wanted to go and if they did want to look at another alternative. So that's how it was presented, to see if they really wanted to continue down that path or not, since we had vetted the other area somewhat thoroughly.
Let's not have the work session now, but how about Thursday afternoon or Friday morning?
Of this week?
Yeah.
I
think I'm here all week, so...
Hang on a sec, I'm Friday.
Thursday.
I had something for Thursday afternoon that got canceled, that's why it's...
I have a 1 o'clock OMS meeting, but otherwise I'm available on Thursday.
Like an hour, you think?
It's usually an hour, yeah. And then Friday I'm open anytime.
Would Thursday afternoon work for you, Brian?
Friday would be better. Does that cause a problem for you?
Friday morning.
Friday morning's great. 7 a.m.?
Okay.
No.
9?
Okay, 9.
Sorry.
Okay, so number 1 will be at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. And the work session on the grain licenses and that little mistake. Little, not having to do with the impact of it.
Conrad, just on that issue, Hovind's office, I've got a contact for you to call there to get kind of keep tabs on what how things are shaping up with the fix, because they are actively working on that. And maybe you can keep in touch with Ryan Bernstein. I'll give you his cell number when we're done here. And he's expecting you to give him a call.
Okay, perfect.
Well, while we're here for that other work session, would piggybacking these work for everyone to do this work session on Friday morning after the previous one?
Yeah, would for me. We'll
sure. The only thing about that is, in my conversation with Ryan, they are still working on a fix, and they are hoping to have it put into the omnibus bill, which would be at the end of the month. So I think we might have more clarity if we do it later.
End of March.
We might have more clarity out of D.C.
to be responding to things and having some ideas during the month, too.
Yeah.
This will probably take...
Right,
I'd agree with that. Discussions. Multiple discussions.
I have a feeling that we're going to, Patrick and I, today at the growers meeting in Jamestown that we're invited to do a compliance presentation at. We'll be getting questions on this as well, but obviously
yeah.
we don't have any response at this point.
Okay, and is there any value in having any, like Stu, I mean, should we have our conversation first and then, but I just don't know if we should have Stu part of our conversation.
I sure don't mind him being here if he wants to come, and you know, and we've
got to participate.
We've allowed people to talk to us during work sessions in the past. We're not going to be reaching some decision. We're not the ones who created this or can fix it.
Yeah.
But we can gather information as to what's going on out there, what the impacts are, and what we could potentially do to help alleviate impacts or something like that. So
you might be able to
come Friday.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Yeah. Again, whatever you think, Randy, if you think we need to just strategize more. I mean, he'd probably listen in anyway, but.
Well, why invite him? But
okay.
Let's do it Friday. Let's schedule it. How long do you think this
maybe
work session will go on, the first one?
I would leave an hour.
An hour. So let's do the grain licensing one at 10 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
Anything else for scheduling? Pat?
Just throw it out there. Would the commission be interested in scheduling a work session for the Otter Tail Power Economic Development Rider, like work session on that or not?
Should. It's a good idea.
I think so, but
you want to do that Friday too?
Instead of all three?
Yeah.
Fine with me.
Or is it too soon? Just somebody need more time?
Don't need more time.
I do have a noon that I can't get around on Friday.
Is it in town?
It is in town, so, I mean...
45 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, at 11:45, I would need to depart.
Might be enough, though.
I could do something Monday, too.
Well, you know what? We're here and we want to take the 45 minutes, it doesn't mean we can't schedule another one.
There's a part to me that might want that one to sit until this other decision is made.
What other decision?
The other Otter Tail case. The TIA one.
Well,
I mean, they're separate, obviously. They're separate issues. But, you know, the conversation sort of spills over a little bit when you start talking about on the economic development rider, the impact on TIA, and you've got an active TIA case with that company. It just makes me feel a little bit.
Well, it could on a future TIA case, but it's not in play.
Right.
For this one, those cases have already been presented by both parties.
I'm okay with waiting. I'm okay with moving either way. I don't care.
It's not a super rush.
No.
But it's nice to get things done, too, so. It's up to you, Brian. You're the portfolio holder on that, so whichever you, whenever you'd like to do it.
Well, why don't we not schedule it at this point and do a little more research? Okay. And I agree. I mean, we always want to make good use of our time. And
what's the status of the 1,500 megawatt ADP for NSP? We had a hearing in October on that and still haven't made a decision.
Discussion.
We're scheduling for another work session.
Okay.
Do we need another work session on that?
Well, staff had been told that the company was going to file something. That's why staff was not getting going. I don't know where that's at.
File something
because of the tax act.
Okay.
We weren't sure what, because there's a settlement, so if it was going to be a joint thing or if it was going to be the company saying they needed to do this and staff advocacy needed time to respond.
Okay.
So that's kind of where, we haven't talked about it in like a week.
I didn't know that even much, so that's helpful.
Well, I thought it was going to come right in when the other filing came in, the withdrawal of the other one, and it never did, and then every week or so we kind of touch base and say what's happening. So do you know, you have an update? Because we didn't talk since last week on this.
Can you generate an update, Pat?
Yeah.
Let's see. I believe we were expecting or maybe anticipating that they were going to withdraw this.
Yeah, they told us they were filing that.
Right.
But then it didn't come.
And we don't have that.
Oh.
And so, and then I think even recently, Alana, had a couple, there was an email back and forth between Alana and Dave, and she wondered, she had asked the same question, where is that? Are we going to get that? I haven't seen any response to that question. Have you received a response? Okay.
I know that staff, advocacy staff would want to respond to it, though, if it came in.
If it came in, advocacy staff would probably have, you know, be able to get to weigh in on that.
Sure.
And at one point I was thinking that maybe we should, since the company had filed for an extension on the 304.2 megawatt case because of the tax act, I thought maybe there's a, you know, an impact to this 1550 as well, and maybe the commission would want to think about that. Maybe it, would the commission want to ask the company for some information about the impact of the tax act on that. The thing, the other tricky part of it is that there's a settlement, pending settlement in this, in that 1550 case. And whether the commission should make a decision about that settlement before doing anything else.
Can we get a better handle on where the company is at? And if not, then we just forge ahead on, not on our own per se, but
Where it's at. We will get an update. We will get the company to tell us something.
Because I've been waiting. They not only gave that impression, they indicated that that's what they'd be doing, something along those lines.
And they were going to withdraw the settlement agreement? That's what they were going to withdraw? Or the request for an ADP altogether?
Altogether.
Request for the ADP.
Okay. All right. Well.
So it sounds like it's one that staff needs to get with the company.
Yeah.
Get a little more clarity, and then we'll come up with a plan.
Yes.
In the future. Okay. Anything else to add? See, nothing. We adjourn. Seriously?
Ooh, that was close. I just want to confirm that you do want a work session on the economic development rider, but you don't want to schedule one yet.
Correct.
Okay.
That was my understanding.
Thank you.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you.